You are listening to KHOL Jackson. This is Meg, and I am speaking with Peggy DePasquale from the Teton Backcountry Alliance, which is a new group that has been put together to encourage stewardship on Teton Pass. Is that correct, Peggy?
Yes, that's right. We're just a local group of folks who want to promote community stewardship, sustainable access, and public safety for Teton area winter backcountry use. And we realized that we kind of had to come up with something to get us out of the gate. And Teton Pass is such a wonderful resource for backcountry users. And we know that there have been some conflicts between users, but also some issues with keeping the road open due to backcountry use. YDOT, they have a goal of keeping that road open, and sometimes our fun in the backcountry impedes on that. So we really want to get the community together, give them the know-how, give them the understanding, and empower users to be stewards of this area and work with YDOT so this great backcountry resource, backcountry area, can stay in use for years to come, for generations to come.
And what are those key elements of stewardship that would make this happen, would allow for Teton Pass to stay open to all users?
Well, we have issues ranging from parking to avalanches. And I think avalanches are the first thing we want to address. When folks ski on the north side of the pass up Glory, they are skiing on avalanche paths. And those avalanche paths, unfortunately, empty out right onto the road. So we want to let folks know about where those avalanche paths are and how we can maybe not ski them during high avalanche risk times, or maybe just any times at all, to try and avoid any chance that we would ever bury a car or injure someone.
Yeah. So is this a matter of getting folks to change behavior, ski different areas?
There is a whole array of things we want to talk to folks about, whether it's skiing different areas, go out, change behavior, but really also act as ambassadors. I think more than ever, the locals are skiing the safe zones and making really good choices. But it's kind of like, do your own thing. You're out there skiing the line that you chose and you're doing the right thing. But when you see someone else maybe making a poor decision, really empowering folks to talk to those people, educate them, and maybe inspire them to make a better decision on a better line.
If you're just joining me, I am talking with Peggy DePasquale about Teton Pass ambassadorship, how to be better stewards of the area up there. And you guys have got an event coming up, is that right?
Yes. So I am one member of the steering committee. We have a real all-star team of folks who are working on this issue, from Tom Torriano to Kim Havel to Jay Pistano, our past ambassador. And we are throwing an event on January 9th at the Stagecoach Bar at 5:30 to bring the community together. And Jay and some others are really going to speak to the crowd about all the different steps you can take, not only to make the right decisions yourself, but also help educate other people out there to do the same. There will be drinks being served at the bar. We're going to have a great silent auction of different items that will help sponsor the cause of the Teton Backcountry Alliance and then also the Pass Ambassador Program as well.
Sounds like a great event and a really good organization. I know I was really impressed talking with Jay recently, and just he could speak really directly to all of the users' different concerns and commuters' concerns, like people wanting to get home to their families and not wanting the pass to be closed because of a skier-triggered avalanche.
Absolutely. I now live in Victor, but before I moved over the pass, I think the primary reason I drove the pass was to ski the pass. And it opened my eyes to have this conversation of there are so many people that is their path home to their families and their kids, and we want to keep it safe. And our access doesn't trump the safety of the rest of the community. And I do think that there is a way that we can have both and make good decisions and have good backcountry access and keep commuters and the road safe.
Can you mention the details on that event one more time?
So our event is going to be held at the Stagecoach Bar and Grill at 5:30 p.m. on January 9th, which is a Wednesday. And we are really focusing on just empowering and educating the community on how to keep Teton Pass open.
I've been talking with Peggy DePasquale from the Teton Backcountry Alliance, and you are listening to KHOL Jackson.